Haftira, Shabbos, Parshas Kodesh, Achri Amos, Kedoshim. The Navi at the end of Sefer Amos says, Haloi chivnei chushim atem. Kla Yisrael, you are to me like the people from Kushi who have very dark skin. And I'd like to share with you, based Bikur on the Sefer Pardes Yosef, a little bit from the famous Pardes Yosef al Taira, and a maimer from Avram Krakowski in a kutch called Ofen Chadushei Taira. Put together a little bit from Tzadik Mir Tashem. Here a short Dvar Taira about this pasuk. Haloi kivnei chushim atem. Kla Yisrael, you're like kushim. So the Rishayim bring, the Sefer Aruch says, what is a kushi? So the Aruch brings a few different places in Tanakh where you see a kushi is a dark-skinned person from the descendants of Kush, who came from Cham. Now there's a Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah where the Mishnah says in the third parak, Esrig HaKushi is Pasul. If you get an Esrig and it has the coloring of a Kushi, the Esrig is Pasul. The Gemara and the Aflamed Vav asks the Kasha that the Halacha is, even though the Mishnah says Esrig HaKushi is Pasul, but there's a Brisa that says Esrig HaKushi is kosher. In fact, the Gemara, what's going on? Is it kosher or pasul? So the Gemara in the second teretz, Rava's answer is, Amar Rava, Leikasha, Halon Halahu. This is for us in Bavel, and this is for them in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi explains, what does it mean for us and for them? So Rashi says, Esrig HaKushi, when is it pasul? If it's in Eretz Yisrael. They're very far away from Eretz Kush. And therefore, the Esrig should not look Kushi. It's not normal. An Esrig in Eretz Yisrael to be an Esrig HaKushi is absolutely strange, weird, and therefore the Esrig is Pasul. Masha Inkein, in Bava, where they live closer to Kush, it's already more normal and common for there to be Esrig HaKushi. Says Rashi, Memela, the Esrig, as Rashi explains the Gemara's Teretz of Rava, Esrig HaKushi will be Kusher. So when the Brisa says, Esrig HaKushi Kusher, speaking about if it's in Kush. The Brisa actually goes on and says, Hadoi Mele Kushi Pasul. That means to go back to Eretz Yisrael. If it's an Eretz Yisrael where it's not a real Kushi, it's not an authentic Kushi. It's a wannabe Kushi Esrig, and therefore it will be Pasul. So it's only Kusher when it's in its natural place. The Mele says the Parshas Yosef. And Parshas Emor, when he speaks about the mitzvah of Esrig, says an amazing thing. He says, somebody sees a Kushi. And he might say, oh, this person's skin he's black, he's dark, and he doesn't know him, he hasn't seen Kushim before. And he says, oh, this person probably has black skin. Well, he probably also has black blood. I can do what I want. You know, he's not a human, he's a subhuman. He's not a person. They'll start thinking crazy theories about him. Zokt, the Navi, everybody knows, if you go along and he gets wounded, he gets hurt, doesn't make a difference if he's white-skinned or black-skinned. If he gets hurt, white-skinned, yellow-skinned, red-skinned, whatever he is, he has the same color blood. His blood's not going to be green or purple. His blood's going to stay the same color. So even though externally he might seem different, but inside you discover he's the same. There's just externals which look different. So the Navi says, Haloi chivnei chushim atem li b'nei Yisrael. You, Kla Yisrael, remind me of these kushim. You're the same. Sometimes you might look externally different. You might look like something wrong with you. There sometimes could be a yid who on the outside looks like a problem. But you should know that inside, that pintel yid, his Yiddish blood is all Yiddish. It's beautiful. He's still perfect inside. Maybe on the outside he get a little tainted. Like it says in Shir HaShirim, at the beginning, Al tir uni, don't look at me in a bad way. Al tir uni, don't stare at me. Lower your nose at me. Bepnei shani shacheres. Al tir uni shani shacheres. Don't look at me because you see I look different than everybody else. Shesh safasni hashamish. It was only an external thing caused by the sun, like Rashi explains. But really, I am a beautiful person, and you're just judging me by my externals. Look who I am inside for real. And don't judge someone just because the skin might look different. They might look different. Find out who they really are. Al tiruni shanish chacheres haloi chivnei chushim atali b'nei Yisrael. And that's the pshat and the remez of this esrig. The esrig akushi. Look at its background. If it's in Eretz Kush, near Eretz Kush, no tainis. Great. It's kosher. A Yid that grew up in a place where there was a lot of challenges. So stop judging him. Don't look at him in a bad way. It's okay. If he maybe is not as machmer as you are on all your beautiful kosher levels. But inside he's still a Yid. Yes, if he's an Eretz Yisrael, if he's in a place where everyone's shomer Torah and mitzvahs, then we have bigger expectations for him. We might have to say that he's pasul. But normally, how do you know? Do you know where he comes from? Do you know what he went through? Do you know what, you know what's going on in his life? Just like we find by Noach. Yesh darshan the shavach, yesh darshan the gnai, iloi b'darish l'avram, lo yeh tzadik. But right now where he is, Noach, everybody agrees it's tzadik. Torah says it's tzadik. Question is, what would have been in time of Avinu? Okay, very nice question. Good theoretical question. But for his daughters, absolute tzadik. So what are you judging other people? This person's kaveya itim. He's shomer Shabbos. You know what goes on? You know everybody else does in his place? And therefore, you have to go along and look at him favorably. There was a story of Yisrael Salanter. Once on Tisha B'Av, he found out that there was a group of, you know, I don't know what you would call them, open Orthodox or something, that after Kinnis was over, they went to have a party. It's all Tisha B'Av. They decided, Tisha B'Av, we just did Kinnis, we're going to go have a little party. So he walked into the room where they're eating, and he said to them, in Yiddish, mit appetit, which means, in French, I don't know how to pronounce it, bon appetit. Enjoy yourselves. That's what he said, enjoy yourselves. You should have, enjoy your meal. So people thought that maybe he was being sarcastic, and he was cursing them or something, and he explained to them, you don't understand? I'm not Chas Shalom cursing them. I am actually telling them, do it with taiva. You need to be nichshel, but don't be a mummer lahachis. Enjoy it. At least you'll have a less einish and olam haba. You did it because you enjoyed it. Mashenkin, if you do it because you're lahachis chas v'shalom, so then it's considered a bigger aveira. This, of course, is based on a gemara in Maseches Gittin, on daf mem zayin amud aleph, where the gemara says, in the middle of a story, the gemara says, Rabbanan said about a certain person, they said to Rabbi Ami, Amri Rabbanan Rabbi Ami, Ha Yisrael Mumru, this is an awful derech Jew, the kachazah, the ka'achon neveras and trefas, we see him eating non-kosher food, neveras and trefas. Amr Lahu, Rabbi Ami answered and told him, Gittin mem zayin amun beis, Rabbi Ami answered, Eima latu avnu takachil, maybe he's eating it because he has a taiva, he's not considered a mummer, a serious mummer, a high-level mummer, because he's doing it only the time. Rabbi Yisrael was trying to make these yidden who were being nichshol in less of a aveira, should be a little bit less of a matzah by them, because everything is based on influence, what's going on around you. But inside, the blood is all the same. Inside, the yidden are all beautiful inside. There's a mimer from Rav Nachman Breslover in Lukutim Aran, where Machar Mesa speaks in this week's parasha, we have the mitzvah of Besedek Tishpatam Yisacha. And Rashi brings from Chazal, there's a mitzvah deraisa, you've done people the kavzchus. So Machar Mesa said, whenever you are being done someone, whenever you're about to say what you think about that person, it's like Rosh Hashanah. You're like right now acting like the Rabbi Yishalayim, and you're giving a person a judgment, judgment day, from Ruvein on Shimon. Be very careful. Mishpat Lelikimu. So he says, Al tada es chavecha at shedagiyelim kaimai. We know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Makim, Mekaimai Shalom. Don't think you go around judge people till you come to his place. Do you know what this person went through? You know what he did? You know all the challenges that this person had? Kadosh Baruch Hu says that even the Jews that maybe don't look the same as our other Jews, don't look so Jewish. He doesn't look so Jewish. Hashem says, you're still like Kushim. I know that inside you're all good. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this person might look stingy, this person might look nasty, but I know inside he's a beautiful Yid. So what are you judging everybody else for? And this brings us to our last point of Tzaddik in a few places, including Pre-Tzaddik, this week's Parsha on the Haftarah. He brings the famous Gemara in Tainis. Maybe we've taught it before, I don't remember. The Gemara says, this is Gavaldik Gemara anyways, Maisa, there's a story, the Gemara says in Tainis Tavchof, Shabar Ablazer Rav Shimon Migdal Gadar, Mi Beis Rabbi, Ablazer Rav Shimon was on his way back home from Yeshiva. He was riding in his Chamar, and he was going along the Sfasana, he was Sameach Simcha Gadayla. Hayadaitai Gasala, says the Gemara, Peshalamat Taira Harbe. And then he met an extremely ugly person, his Damali Adam Echad Shayim Echua B'Yaiser. And Ablazer Rav Shimon, you know, this week, Rav Shimon Yochai, right next to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon said to him, sorry, the person said to Rav Elazar Shimon, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and he didn't answer. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon ignored him, didn't answer this ugly person. And then Rav Elazar Rav Shimon turned to him because the guy wasn't leaving. He said, you empty person, you're so ugly. Does everybody like you ugly? Do you come from an ugly place? So he answered, I don't know, but go speak to the professional that created me and tell him how ugly I am. And, you know, maybe you go speak to him. And then the Gemara goes on, speaks to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, went and begged the Mechila and a whole continuation of the story, which is not for right now. So, Taisus says that this Adam Mechur B'Yaiser, Taisus brings that it was Eliyahu HaNavi. He was trying to teach them a lesson. What was the lesson? And we can't be Chayshar Elazar Rav Shimon for a second. He saw someone looking ugly, says Rav Tzadik, Chas V'Shalom, go along and start insulting the person. Doesn't make any sense. So the Rav Tzadik writes in a few places, there is no question. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon saw this person ugly means that he was able to read his face, just like Rav Shimon Yochai was a Tana, was able to read people like the Arizal. He saw that this person had ugly ma'asim. He was involved in despicable, disgusting, low-down, erva-related averis. That's what he saw in this person. That's why he didn't want to answer. He didn't want to be influenced by this person. Didn't want to have to do it. This guy was a Russia. And the person insisted on staying there. He said, you're disgusting. You come, maybe you're influenced by people around you. Maybe you come from, I can't talk to you. And what did he answer? He said, go to my creator. Meaning, this is my teva. This is my challenges. Yes, I have ups, I have downs, maybe more downs than ups. Zakhtar Tzadik, but this is how Hashem made me with these challenges. You have no right to judge me. You have no business judging me. I might look terrible. I might look great. But inside, we're all the same. Only Hashem could go along and make big mishpatim on a person. We see someone who looks terrible. How's he acting like this? What kind of Jew is he? Says the Rabbi Yisrael. You might look bad, but inside it's all the same. It's all beautiful blood. Hashem should help us. Should be zoicha to be kai in this mitzvah. Be done, people look have schus and see the good in every yid. Chas v'shalom, never see anything bad. Amen v'amen. Shabbos.